Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And we are happy to have you with us on this beautiful Saturday morning. We are coming out of the city of Atlanta to a radio or a telephone or an internet connection near you. And we do appreciate you taking out the time to be with us this morning. I'm grateful for my Junior Giant reporters this morning. I have with me this morning Jason and Almeda. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are a little short this morning, but our motto is to always do our best, and we're not worried about the numbers. We're just going to do what we've been assigned to do and continue on from there. I do want to say that we are recruiting for additional Junior Giant reporters, and all they have to do is be between the ages of 7 and 12 and be willing to do something just a little bit different. This is not sports and it's not music. This offers you another way to display your talent. And so if I have parents listening or children listening this morning, I want to encourage you to call me. You can reach me at 678-516-5570, and we can get you signed up. Or you can reach me on our website, which is juniorgiantspeaks.com, and there's a place there on the website for you to fill in, and I will get back with you at my earliest convenience. You can also reach me by email. The email address is juniorgiants@yahoo.com. So I want to encourage you, if you are interested, to please give me a call, but please contact me in some manner. This morning, we are going to discuss friendship. Friendship is very valuable, and it's good at an early age to learn about true friendship. There's a difference between true friendship and acquaintances or associates. And so it's important to know the difference and to develop true relationships with people that may be friends your entire life. My husband is, I tell him all the time, he's a blessed man. He's still in contact with people that he grew up with as a child. And that's a blessing when you can form real friendships that last a lifetime. My mother taught me a poem, and we're going to get started after this. It says, "Have a friend, treat them well, and never to them all your secrets tell. Because one day your friend may become your foe, and out in the world all your secrets could go." And what that let us know is to be careful who you call friend. Everybody that you hang out with is not your friend. And you need to be aware of that, because some people may cause you to be hurt if they're not true friends. So the children had the assignment this week to give me their definition of friendship. And they had to answer a couple of more questions, like how are they a good friend. And then they had to tell me about a friendship in the Bible. Because this is a Christian-based program, it is imperative that our children understand how to use the Bible on a daily basis. It's not just a book that you read at church or just stories made up and stuck in a book. I need them to know that these are actual accounts and that it can be helpful to them in daily living. And so there are accounts of friendships in the Bible, and so I'm kind of anxious to see what they've come up with. We're going to start this morning with Almeda. Almeda? How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you with me this morning. Are you ready to do your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Greetings to all of you online and on radio land. My name is Almeda Southall. How many of you out there have heard the phrase, "That's what friends are for"? Well, I've heard it used many times. Usually it's used when a person is offering to help someone. For example, if a person needs a ride to the store, but they can't get it. And a friend tells them that they will take them to the store. That person may give a response. That's what friends are for. I think friends and friendship are very important to have in your life. Good friends and great friends are around you all the time because they are there to help when you need it. They laugh with you, they cry with you, they play with you, and they love you very much. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 says, a man that hath friends must shew himself friendly. I believe that what makes me a good friend is that I am nice to everyone. I am a good listener, and I try to help my friends as best as I can whenever they need it. I also like to play jokes and play around with my friends to make them feel better when they are sad. One biblical story of friendship is that I would like to share is about Jesus, Mary, Martha, and her brother Lazarus in John chapter 11, verse 5. It tells us about how Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. In this story, Lazarus is sick and ends up dying. Being sick, and he knew he was going to die, and he had to let him die so that God...
Almeda, yes? Hold on one moment. Do you have me on speakerphone? Almeda?
Yes?
Are you on speakerphone?
No.
Okay, somewhere you have some... I have background noise, and it's drowning you out. Okay,
hello?
I got you. Please start your biblical story again, would you please?
Okay. One biblical story of friendship that I would like to share is between Jesus, Mary, Martha, and her brother Lazarus. That friendship is talked about in John chapter 11, verse 5. It tells us about how Jesus loved Martha, her sister Mary, and her brother Lazarus. In this story, Lazarus was sick and ended up dying. Jesus was sad about his friend being sick, and he knew that he was going to die, and he had to let him die so that God could get the glory from his healing. But Jesus was still upset about his friend being in pain from their sadness. And there was in a few days, Jesus went to see his friend, and he raised Lazarus from the dead. At church...
Hello? Have you hit the mute button? Almeda? It seems that we've lost our connection with Almeda. Hopefully she will call in or take me off the mute button. I'm not sure what happened. But we will come back to her, her and Jason. We're going to go now. I believe I have Jason on the phone. Jason? Hello?
Hello?
Who is this calling?
It's me and Jacob.
Okay, you're back?
We've been back.
No, you lost full connection. Couldn't even hear you. I lost you right after you told the story of Mary and Martha and Jesus.
it went silent. So can you start from there and finish your story?
From where?
From the end of your story with Mary, Martha, and Jesus.
Okay. And let me start from the second page. Jesus was sad about his friend being sick, and he knew that he was going to die. And he had to let him die so that God could get the glory from his healing. But Jesus was still upset about his friend being in pain from their sadness. And after a few days, Jesus went to see his friend, and he raised Lazarus from the dead. We sing a song that says, what a friend in God. Jesus is the greatest friend we could ever have in a lifetime. He gave his own life so that we could live. He sent his spirit to comfort us when we are sad, and he helps us through everything good and bad. This is your Junior Giant, Almeida Southall. Thanks for listening.
Almeida, that was an excellent story. You did an excellent job. And can you read me your scripture, your first scripture that you quoted about friendship?
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly.
And that's such an important concept, because it's hard to have friends when you're mean. And so the Bible's telling us, if you want to have friends, what you've got to do first is show that you are friendly. And so you did an excellent job there, Almeida. Thank you so much. Stay on the line. We're going to have a question of the day. And we're going to continue now. I have with me Jason. Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Michael, there's an
Jason. Do I have Jason? Hello?
I think I just heard his mom.
Okay. Okay, well, we will come back to him. We're going to try for Mr. Jacob. Jacob, are you ready?
Yes.
How are you this morning, Jacob?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How was your week?
It was good.
It was good. How's school going?
Good.
Okay. I want you to go on and start your story.
Okay. All right, guys. Greetings to all of you online and radio land. This is Jacob Southall. I like to talk about friendships and what it means to be a friend. The Bible talks about friendships in John chapter 15, verse 13. It says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I think good friends and friendships are important to have in your life, because they will be there to help you, to support you, and to give you encouragement. And they will make sacrifices sometimes to do or give things when you need it. More importantly, I believe it is not necessary to have a lot of friends sometimes. If you just have one great friend, that's all you need to be happy. I believe what makes me a good friend is I try to be myself all the time. At all times, I try to be nice to everyone, even if I don't play with them or talk to them on the everyday basis. Also, I try to help my friends with classwork and homework when they need it. One biblical story of friendship that I would like to share about friendship was between David and Jonathan. This friendship is talked about in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1-4. Verse 1 tells us that the soul of Jonathan was connected to the soul of David, and that Jonathan loved him as his own soul. They were such good friends, like brothers. The best of the friends that Jonathan gave David his armor and made a covenant with him. Later in the story, when Jonathan's own father, King Samuel, was after David and wanted to take his life, Jonathan warned David and helped him escape to King's wrath. And when Jonathan died, David later collects his bones and takes them with him to be buried. A friendship with Jesus is the greatest friendship we will ever have. I've heard people say, as long as I've got Jesus, I don't need anybody else. This is a true statement because Jesus can be for us whatever we need to be. Whenever we need him to be it, and he loves us unconditionally. This is your greatest junior giant, Jacob Sawthaw. Thanks for listening.
Well, my greatest junior giant, Mr. Southall, you did very well. I appreciate your story. And you made a lot of good points in there. The one, I love the story of David and Jonathan. It's probably one of the most popular stories about friendship in the Bible. And it talks about their heart being knitted together. What do you think that means?
Means like they have the same, I think because they're like very close and they have the same feelings or something like that.
Exactly. And they had a lot of things in common, and they were, Jonathan and David were willing to go the last mile with each other. And one of the things about that story is that when David became king after Jonathan's father died, it was their custom to kill the former king's entire family. And so that meant that all of Jonathan's family should have been killed. But Jonathan had a son that had escaped. And as in the years that followed, as David was king, he asked him to go find Jonathan's son. But he didn't want to kill Jonathan's son because even though Jonathan had died in a war, he still loved Jonathan. And he wanted to take Jonathan's son and do something kind for him. And so his son was crippled, and David wanted to make sure that he was taken care of for the rest of his life. So David brought him and his family to live in the palace, just so that David knew that his friend's child would be forever taken care of. Now, that's real friendship. He went a long way to make sure that he kept the promise that he made to his friend, Jonathan. And it's important that friendship is very important. And here's a question of the day. I want you to think about this for a minute. The Bible tells us that a friend loveth at all times. It also tells us that greater love hath no man than this, than a man that lay down his life for a friend. And so I want to ask you, how far will you go to be a good friend? What is the extent that you will go to? In the examples that we've seen in the Bible, these people went to great lengths to be friends. Their friendship was very important to them. And so they did a lot of things that sometimes you may not feel like doing for other people. But the question is, how far would you go to be a good friend? And is it important for you to be a good friend? And we're going to start with, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Farthest I'll go to be a good friend is step up for my friend, like if he's being bullied or something like that. Step up for him and stuff like that.
Okay. What about you, Almeida?
The farthest I would go is probably like if it was a situation where we both were to get in trouble, but somebody said that it was my friend, I would probably stick up for them and say that it was also me too. Because if you're, like, just honest with your friends, you'll end up not having any.
Okay.
Hello?
I hear you. Okay, so you wouldn't let your friend get in trouble by themselves?
Yes, basically.
Okay. That's really being a friend. And you have to, it's important that you know the difference in people that are, how do you know when people are not your friend? Jacob, how do you know if they're really, if they're trying to act like your friend, but they're really not?
I think you can tell by the way that they treat you, like on a regular basis.
Okay. What about you, Jacob? How can you tell when they're not really your best friend, a good friend for you?
When they just like follow the crowd and not be independent. So.
So in your friendship, you guys are the show today, so I'm glad to have you with me. In your friendship, do you take the lead or do you tend to follow?
I take the lead.
You take the lead? Why is that?
Because if you follow, then you'll be able if you follow people, then they would lead you into some trouble. But if you lead and you're a good leader, then you won't get your other followers in trouble or friends.
Okay. I'm glad that you take a lead. What about you, Almeida?
I also tend to lead because usually my friends think that I know what's going on, so.
Do you usually know what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's important. The kind of friend that you want is the kind of friend that you have to be. Okay? And you have to make sure that you're just as good a friend to them as they are to you and that your relationship is not lopsided. We're going to come back with one more question after we take a quick break. We're going to take a music break. We're going to listen to one of our previous musical guests. Her name is Shawnee Royston. She is a classical pianist as she plays for us a healing hymn. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. that was a former guest of ours named Shami Royston. She lives now in Piscataway, New Jersey. She was playing for us a healing hymn. She's a very gifted musician and is now working on her second project. And as soon as it comes out, we will have her back to be on our show. And once again, we're here with Almeda and Jacob Southall. These are a brother and sister today, and they're making our show come out to be one of the better shows that we've done. They're very articulate, and I love that about them, very smart. And they're able to think on their feet. Today's subject today is about friendship, the importance of friendship and how to be a friend. And what does the Bible say about friendship? Before we go into our final question of the day, I want to remind you, first of all, I want to thank the parents for allowing the children to prepare for the show. I want to thank their mother, Ms. Southall, for helping them where she needed to help them and for them making sure that they were prepared for this morning. It is appreciated. I also want to encourage you that if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12, to allow them the opportunity to come and be a junior giant. Junior Giants is beginning to expand, but before we can take any further steps, we are trying to build our arsenal of reporters. We're going to be going out into the community to do stories, and I want to have a good group of young people who are not afraid to talk, who are willing to speak up for themselves, and who are willing to be examples for other young people their age. So they need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. They need to be willing to step out of the box a little and do something different. If you would like your child to be a part of Junior Giants, please contact me. My name is Sharon High Williams. My number is 678-516-5570. You can also reach me on our website at juniorgiantspeak.com. Or you can reach us at our email, which is juniorgiantspeak@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I will get back with you immediately upon receipt of your message. And now we're going to go on and continue our show. And I want to ask the young people about befriending the friendless. And basically what that means is, someone who doesn't have friends, who doesn't make friends easy. They may be shy or they may not be the popular person at school. And I want to know, because one of the things that we know about our God is that our God is a friend to the friendless, to those who don't have friends or who are not the popular people. He's their friend. And because that's what he does, that's also what he expects us to do. And so as junior disciples, not just junior giants, but as junior disciples, I want to know, how would you go about befriending someone who doesn't have a friend or is not popular? And I want to start with Almeda this time.
I don't really have any people that I know that don't have friends or don't make friends easily.
Okay. Have you seen any kids at school that they look like they might be the lonely kid? They don't have anybody to hang out with or anything like that. Have you ever come across anyone like that?
Wait, I do know one. Okay. There's a girl in my grade. Her name is Lacey. And she doesn't quite make friends easily because most people think that she's not really a bright one in the group. Like, some people make fun of her because they think that she's not really the bright one in the group. I mean, I don't make fun of her. I mean,
are you friends with her?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you go about being friends with her, and why would you be friends with her?
Well, first she started off with no friends because she was a new one in the group last year. And, she didn't really have any friends, so I decided to be her friend for last year. And then as as I introduced her to people, she started making friends, and we're still friends now, but she has more friends now, at least.
Okay. So do you think it's important to make friends with people that seem like they don't have friends?
Yes, because it gives them more motivation to be nicer people, because then they know how it feels to be liked by someone.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. That's a good answer. Jacob.
Yes.
Tell me if you come across anyone who's hard, who doesn't seem like they have friends, what would you do to befriend them?
I would, like, if they're sitting alone, I would sit by them and talk to them, and then I would introduce them to all my other friends, and then they would start to make friends and friends, and then they wouldn't be so lonely.
Okay. Have you ever had that experience?
No.
Nope, not yet.
But, excuse me?
Okay. Well, I enjoyed you all this morning. I still have an additional caller, an extra caller, and I'm not sure if that's Jason. Are you there? I guess not. We missed him this time, or he missed us. We'll say it like that. You all did an excellent job this morning on your reporting. I want to also encourage you to, let me ask one more question, okay? Do your friends know that you're a Christian?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, both of you are saying yes?
Yes.
Yes.
How do they know?
Because sometimes I tell them what church I go to, and they just sort of from that, and then stuff like that.
Okay, Almeda, how do they know?
Well, there's kind of like a way that I pick friends. Like, first we have a basic get-to-know conversation before we start off being friends. Like, we'll ask, like, a few questions about each other to see if we have anything in common, and then we take it from there.
Do you tell them that you're a Christian?
Yes.
So do you guys ever talk about Jesus?
No, not really.
Okay. What about you, Jacob?
Sometimes, like, we're about to have a test, you know, our whole table prays together that we pass the test or get a good grade.
Okay. And the reason that I ask is because we don't want to be ashamed of being a Christian. And being young Christians, you all are very powerful, and I don't think you yet know how powerful you are. But I believe that in the days to come, God is going to reveal those things to you, and he's going to direct you in how to be a Christian out loud on the school campus where you are. That's just my prayer, so I believe that that's going to be so. And so I want you to get in the habit of not being afraid to talk about Jesus. Praying before a test, that's excellent, because to let somebody know that you believe in God and you are expecting God to help you. Some kids don't know that there is help for them. Some kids are in trouble in their homes or even in school, and you have the answer. And I don't want you to think that you can't help them. I don't mean preach at them or anything like that, but sometimes just a simple word like God loves you. Some children need to know that God loves, that there's somebody that loves them. And when you share with them the love of God, that makes their day, and that makes, you know, brings healing to their heart. So I want you all to become accustomed to sharing Jesus, because you're not a Christian just so you can go to church and say, I'm a Christian. You're a Christian to reach out to the world and to help change the world. And I believe because you are young people, I believe this is your hour, and God is going to use you in a mighty way on your school campuses, and I want you to be prepared for that. And so I appreciate your call, the work that you've done on your stories today. I appreciate that you were able to use Bible references and you knew your stories. You did a wonderful job. And I want to once again thank your parents for allowing you to be with me on this Saturday. I want to say that we are recruiting. I want to keep saying that because I don't want just to show with just a few children. But these two children did a wonderful job carrying the entire show. But if you want your children to be a part, just contact me at the information given earlier. We are going to sign off now. Almeda and Jacob, you did a wonderful job. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And I will look forward to us having our meeting to the parents. I know that we have a couple of listeners that have children who are giants, but they're not here today. I want to let you know that there will be a meeting on next Sunday. We're preparing to, they're going to be interviewed. And so I want them to be prepared for next Sunday for an interview about junior giants. I want to thank you for being with us this week. We always appreciate you listening in. We appreciate those who are listening via Facebook. And we just appreciate your support. We pray that you have a wonderful week in this upcoming week, and we'll see you on the third Saturday of this. We'll be back on the third Saturday of this month. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
You too.
Bye. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.